Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Police say they believe they've caught the man who has spent the last several months allegedly sending threats to New York mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani. The suspect arrested in Texas and brought to New York now to man up about it, hauled into an arraignment to answer what police say was a series of threatening voicemails and written messages to the candidate. That arrest tops our news on this afternoon. Police say some of the things this guy allegedly wrote were quite disturbing. 1010 Wins reporter Mary Lynn Buckley in our leadoff spot on this Thursday.
Police believe it was a Texas man that was hiding behind his phone and computer screen and sending threatening messages to New York City mayoral Democratic nominee Zoran Mamdani. This went on for months, and it was a series of anti-Muslim threats, voicemails, and online messages warning him to watch his back, leave America, and even threatened his family. Investigators believe that 44-year-old Jeremy Fistel was the one behind it. They traced the messages back to his phone, arrested him in Texas, and then extradited him to Queens. He's now facing a 22-count indictment, including charges of terroristic threats as a hate crime. If convicted, he could face up to 15 years behind bars. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, investigators say in one message he left, Fistel said, "Start your car, see what happens." Another said, "Go back to the country where you were born, Uganda." And then this, one of Mamdani's biggest rivals, Mayor Adams, was asked to respond to the news of an arrest. He says, "It's funny and ironic. Mamdani needs police protection now when," says Adams, "he bashed police and called for defunding."
The person who made the threat should be apprehended. And it just goes to show these officers carry out their job no matter who the individual is. And that is why we call it New York's finest.
The campaigning continues. There's been no comment from Mamdani. The Queens DA thanked the FBI, the NYPD, and the U.S. Marshals Service for helping to identify a suspect. City police and other law enforcement, meantime, gearing up for a big week in the city. The UN General Assembly will get underway, and the planning has started to protect heads of state.
Additional layers of security are in place as leaders and diplomats from hundreds of countries converge on New York next week. Mayor Adams explaining.
And at this time, there are currently no known specific or credible threats against the United Nations. But our posture is elevated.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says plan for closed streets and protests.
Peaceful demonstration is a vital part of our democracy, but we will not tolerate anything that causes disorder, that disrupts daily life, or that threatens the security of this event.
And she urges the public to call 888-NYC-SAFE if anything appears suspicious. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh no, say it isn't so. A massive fire has destroyed a popular artist warehouse on the Red Hook waterfront in Brooklyn. Police say the fire broke out about 11:30 last night on Van Brust Avenue. It was a place used by artists to create their works. Heavy flames burned through the structure, forcing the fire brigade to fight the fire from both land and water. The place houses multiple artist studios, artists who say the space was being prepared for the upcoming Red Hook Open Studios. None of the artists were hurt. Two firefighters were treated at the scene after battling the flames for hours. No idea how this thing started. And now to Jimmy Kimmel. And today, the chairman of the FCC praising TV station owners Nexstar and Sinclair for dumping the Jimmy Kimmel Live show after Kimmel's remarks against Charlie Kirk's death.
Brendan Carr told Fox News FCC licenses require stations to act in the public interest, which he says Kimmel's comments did not do.
We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC.
UC Irvine law professor Susan Seeger thinks Kimmel and ABC would have a strong case in court.
There's good law that says the government can't threaten companies with punishment based on the content of their speech. And that's what happened here.
Michael Wallace reporting the Sinclair stations will replace Kimmel with a tribute to Charlie Kirk on Friday. The company has also demanded that Kimmel apologize and make a donation to Turning Point USA, which was co-founded by Kirk. On Truth Social, President Trump applauded the ABC move, calling it great news for America. Then he went on to express himself and say bad things about Kimmel. And he says, quote, that leaves Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, two total losers, he says, on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. End quote. Former President Obama weighed in, saying after years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration, he says, is taking it to a new and dangerous level, routinely threatening media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like, end quote. And Senator Chuck Schumer says America is meant to be a bastion of free speech. Everybody across the political spectrum should be speaking out to stop what's happening to Jimmy Kimmel. This must go to court, end quote. So far, no comment from Kimmel. A group of yeshiva reformers taking Governor Hochul and members of the New York legislature to court over alleged delays in secular studies. Specifically, they say it involves a contentious deal that waters down state oversight of ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools. They say the amendment put inside the state budget during its final stages puts the kibosh on state regulatory requirements, which ensure all private and religious schools teach core subjects just like the public schools. Even more specifically, they allege that a school can show it's following the law by merely administering certain exams each year which do not cover history and civics, but also do not hold them accountable for student scores. And so, a new class action lawsuit in Brooklyn now, the Supreme Court alleges the governor, the assembly speaker, and Senate majority leader violated students' rights to a sound basic education. We have reached out to all the named defendants, including the governor. We'll have more on that later. What do you mean New York isn't the number one state or city in the country for coffee? Portland, Oregon is? Wins family, don't look now, but we got trouble down at the coffee shop. Oh, yeah. Wallet Hub just came out with its list of cities with the very best coffee. And let me just say, these are fighting words. Portland, Oregon, number one? And New York ranks 30. I can't even say it. New York ranks 36? Who did they ask, Amanda?
What do you mean the city of coffee isn't even top 10?
That's not good. We're New York. We're supposed to be number one.
Number one for everything.
Everything.
Yeah, Sherelle, just as shocked as me when I heard the ranking. Now, it's not hard to come across a New Yorker with a cup of coffee early in the morning, but tell us what's in it.
I usually just drink cart coffee. I don't really go to any of these places because it's too expensive.
Pumpkin spice hot coffee.
I'm a hot coffee guy.
Seriously, can you believe in a city with over 1,500 coffee shops and double the amount of places that serve it, we're still that low? On behalf of all New Yorkers, we demand a recount. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Hudson Square.
Next, they'll be telling us the Betts Pizza is in Cincinnati. Well, he didn't know where they were coming from. Well, now, police say they've nabbed a guy in a suburb of Dallas and charged him with it. Now he's back in New York to answer to it. 1010 Wins reporter Mary Lynn Buckley on the investigation.
The Queens District Attorney's Office tells us a Texas man made repeated death threats against Zohran Mamdani, targeting him with violent anti-Muslim messages. Investigators say it was a mix of calls and online threats that spanned several months, warning Mamdani to keep an eye on his house and his family. Detectives were able to trace the calls back to Texas. That's where they arrested 44-year-old Jeremy Fistel. He's now been arraigned and facing a 22-count indictment, including charges of aggravated harassment and making terroristic threats as a hate crime. If he's convicted, he could face a lengthy prison sentence. His next court date is set for November. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
And still no comment right now about the arrest from Mamdani himself. Well, pressure today down at the NYPD for Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch to discipline a pair of officers allegedly involved in the death of a teenager in Queens last year.
19-year-old Wynn Rosario's mother spoke through an interpreter.
No mother should ever have to deal with this pain and unimaginable loss.
She was joined by supporters and elected officials outside police headquarters calling on Commissioner Commissioner Tisch to act on CCRB findings of misconduct on the part of the two officers. Family spokesperson Fahad Ahmed was not encouraged.
Will the officers be fired, or will their discipline be 60 days of vacation cut?
In a statement, an NYPD spokesperson said the commissioner has directed the charges be served before the statute of limitations next Friday. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.